Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on WBHM and WSGN. The Birmingham Board of Education has until tomorrow to submit its list of people it's going to lay off as part of a $12 million cost-cutting plan suggested by the state. Suggested as in, you better do this or we're taking you over. And that's where we start this week's conversation with Birmingham News columnist John Archibald. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tanya.
So, John, the State Board of Education voted unanimously last week to take over Birmingham schools if the district doesn't meet some conditions. First of all, what are the conditions? And secondly, is that if really an if or it's a when?
Well, I mean, they're going to have to develop a real concrete plan in order to deal with this and to establish who's going to get cut and when and how. And as for whether it's an if, I think it's more a when. It seems inevitable at this point. The state sees the problems in Birmingham and is determined to do something about it.
So it's a when. Besides the budget and job cuts, what other big changes should we be expecting as a result of this?
Well, if you look at the previous takeovers we've had, you would look for a little bit more transparency. You would look for the audits to be clearer. You would look for cuts to be made that were difficult for school boards to make, whether that's personnel, whether that's schools, whether that's funds that exist. Basically, the boards are hampered by politics, and the state comes in and cuts those lawyers and makes it easy.
So you mentioned other takeovers. Bessemer City Schools, Jefferson County Schools both went through similar state takeovers. Officials there said it was painful, but ultimately a really good move for them. Is the Birmingham school situation similar to those that they had pre-takeover, or is this going to be, you know, something a little different?
Yes and no. Jefferson County, if you recall, is a dozen years or so, and they had large, you know, financial problems. But Birmingham's problems are built on this massive amount of highly paid administrative positions, which is a little bit different from both of those other cases. More of an, you know, really getting a handle on payroll is what Birmingham's biggest problem is, and the inability to close schools that are no longer needed, because it used to be so much bigger school system than it is now, and it has still been run with a payroll and a, you know, as many schools as a large school system. So it's a little bit different, but the state was pretty successful in both of those others. Few people even remember now that Jefferson County was perched on a cliff there.
Well, let me ask you this. In terms of the bloated, and that's a phrase that's been used a lot, the bloated administration in Birmingham City Schools, is that a function of, you know, just a lot of administrators being hired, or is it a function of problems with tenure laws and people wanting to get teachers who are ineffective out of the classroom? So where do you put them? You put them in central administration.
Well, yeah, that has played a role, but I don't think it has been the primary role. It is simply the way it has been played politically from superintendent after superintendent after superintendent. And the superintendents have begged and pleaded, some of them, not all of them, have begged and pleaded with the school boards to say we have to deal with this. And if it requires us to have to go to court to fight it, then that's what we need to do. But they have in many cases declined.
Okay. Well, let's move to education on a different front, educational television. There's been a lot of confusion surrounding the firings and resignations at Alabama Public Television over the last 10 days. Last week, the Alabama Educational Television Commission fired APT's executive director, Alan Pizzotto, and his number two. Soon after, several members of the Alabama Educational Television Foundation, a different entity, quit in protest. Now the president of APT's foundation has quit. One of the fired execs says the controversy is over suggestions by a commission member that APT aired a controversial religious program. But there are now other allegations of problems arising there as well.
Right. There's a number. I mean, the best case scenario at this point appears to be that an appointed commission has taken it upon itself to interfere with the programming of the station, which is a bit of a problem. Worse than that, apparently, is that many people do believe it's for ideological reasons that they are trying to bring issues such as evolution and, you know, what you would consider religious right sort of programming into the mix to the exclusion of some others.
One of the foundation board members who resigned in protest said that the commission wanted to delete sexual orientation, for instance, from the APT mission statement on diversity. So obviously we got some irreconcilable differences going on there. Important to note that the commission members are appointed by the governor.
It is certainly important to note that. And it's my understanding that diversity issue, I mean, I think that what they ended up with is simply getting rid of that and recasting it completely so as to avoid merely removing the part about sexual orientation.
So, John, 15 seconds. Why should we care about this?
Well, I mean, we have to have an independent source of news, and we can't have our public television being controlled by any particular political or religious faction.
How do you think this is going to shake out?
I think there will be outrage, and I think that there will be some mediation, and I think that we will find ourselves a little bit closer to the middle than we are now.
Okay. Thanks, John. John Archibald's column appears in the Birmingham News on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and he appears here with us on Morning Edition each Thursday here on WBHM.